FC travelled to Cumbria on Saturday afternoon to take on relegation-threatened Kendal Town. FC sustained our playoff hopes with a comfortable 5-1 win, with two goals from Jerome Wright, Michael Norton, Tom Greaves, and a penalty from Dean Stott. On just 8 minutes, FC took the lead through Michael Norton.
Defending for their lives, Kendal Town there, and looking a little bit rickety and ropey at the back. You've just joined us wherever you are around the world. It's a 0-0 here, FC United in the ascendancy though at the moment. The ball on the far side of the ground. Lovely play there by the skipper, the ball towards the back post. It's a goal! Michael Norton, the flight of the ball beat Robinson towards the back post. The ball went, a lovely flighted delivery from the skipper. Back post, Michael Norton, no more than 2 yards out, bang in the back of the net. And FC United take an early lead on 8 minutes. It's a goal to nil here at Kendal.
Cracking goal that, cracking cross.
Well, you put the delivery in, Michael Norton will give you goals. I think that's what's been lacking when he went that through that period of time where he wasn't scoring. I think the lack of delivery didn't help him, and there it just shows if you put a decent ball in, it's a great opportunity for Norton to get on the end of it, and he did exactly that. They'll be disappointed, they should have closed down the cross a little bit earlier. And FC United took an early lead here.
Still within the first 20 minutes, Jerome Wright added with a well-taken brace.
Balls into the penalty area again. Can Michael Norton get on the end of it? The skipper comes across and heads away, but the ball in the penalty area again, and it's another goal for FC United. Too simple. Poor from Kendal. The ball bouncing everywhere, really, and I thought it was only a question of just clearing the lines, but they didn't. The ball bounced. Jerome Wright on the line, let the ball bounce and just headed it in, and that was schoolboy defending. FC United halfway line now with Birch. Hits the ball, left, right footed, swings the ball outside there for an opportunity for Jerome Wright. Jerome Wright, well, he beats the goalkeeper, he's going to score his third, and he does that. And it's too simple, it's too easy. And FC United, on 20 minutes, find themselves 3 goals up here. And again, Mike Birch, loads of room on the halfway line. He split a ball lovely across field to Jerome Wright. He ran onto the ball beautifully, nutmegged the goalkeeper, still had the opportunity to maybe pass it, chose not to, and just walked the ball in and stabbed the ball.
I was about to say that was literally Jerome Wright walking into the net.
The lead was shortened just a few minutes later as Danny Mitchley pulled one back for the home side 4 minutes later from the penalty spot after a handball by Adam Jones.
Ball in the penalty area from his free kick towards the back post. It's a handball, it's a penalty.
That's a
Adam
ball.
Jones there with a handball there, and it'd be a penalty.
That's
to
super.
And it's going to be a card. And it's a yellow card.
What's he
doing? Jones was up there, his hand was in the air. There was no need, really. I mean, he had Reece Lee for company. Well, it's an opportunity now. That's the number 9.
Yeah!
That's a goal, and it's 3-1.
Well, that was a bit needless, wasn't it, really?
Well, Danny Mitchell in there getting the goal, and FC United. Well, it was a strange one from FC United's Jones. He's on a yellow card now as well, so has to be careful.
Into the second half, and FC re-established their cushion. Dean Stott scoring from the spot.
Just give the ball away, and FC United hit the ball, percentage ball over the top, and there's a mistake there. There's an opportunity to make it 4. Michael Norton past the goalkeeper, penalty. I think he's going to...
There's only a booking if that... Well, there you go.
Well, you said it was a booking, but it's a red card, unfortunately, for Robinson. Michael Norton there. Well, he was tapped by the goalkeeper and went down, and it's a penalty. 3-1 down. They lose the goalkeeper, Robinson, and Michael Norton.
The referee's a bit daft there, to be honest.
Well, for me...
It's just a penalty.
Yeah.
And they are defenders back. I know it's a goal-scoring opportunity, but he's a goalkeeper, isn't he?
FC United's Dean Stott, what can he do? He steps up, 4-1, and that really should be game, set and match, even though very early on in this second half, the 10 men of Kendal playing uphill without a goalkeeper.
With the home side down to 10 men, FC applied more pressure midway through the second half, and Tom Greaves netted FC's 5th goal for the afternoon.
Lee Neville hits the ball down the left-hand side. Good ball here. Opportunity. It's another goal, and it is indeed. It was Greaves got in front of his man, stabbed the ball, goal bound. 5-1, and FC United at a canter. Well, 65 minutes on the clock, and to be honest, I think from a Kendal perspective, you'd rather the whistle be blown now.